Hello, America. Dave Hodges here. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And this is the first part of a multi-part series on who really is the deep state, who in all likelihood had something to do with Donald Trump. And we're going to review the work, really good work, of an ex-naval intelligence officer. Oh, I'm biased there, given my family background. But we are going to look at his work, and then I'm going to expand upon it in later series. And no one in any one publication can cover everything that's going on. So the fact that I'm saying I'm going to come and add on, that is not a criticism of this work. This work is stellar, and not a word in the mainstream media. And quite honestly, I've only seen this work in one place, and I'm sorry if I've missed it, no insult intended, but I've only seen it on Alex Jones. It's the only place I've seen it. And I've got a copy, and we're going to go through it, some of it, and I'm going to highlight we're going to highlight a question. Who wants President Trump dead? Who is the deep state that wants to enslave you and install communism and then have all these WEF and World Health Organization mandates and dictates come in? Well, we're going to show you the brief overreaching overview here of this. And I don't know that it's surprising, except the cohesion and how numerous this is. This coup that's taken down America and turning it into a communist state, this conspiracy is wide ranging. And it's not that they're thinking every day, we've got to be like Stalin. We got to be like Stalin. That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about are shared interests moving together, and the best way for them to get what they want or what they represent in their donor and benefactor class is communism. So, divergent interests coming together to create a dictatorial state in which you lose your rights, you lose control over your money, and a lot of you are going to lose your lives. And I've said this a lot, and it's worth repeating right here at the top. We have gone through a coup. There's a centralization of power going on right now with that coup. You and I formed the counter coup, trying to get America back to where it was. And Kamala Harris is right when she says, we're not going back. Yeah, we're not going back to the Republic. We're not going back to civil liberties and the Bill of Rights. She's telling you the truth. Believe her. So we're going to walk through this. Now, our sponsor for this is something that you better darn well take advantage of right now while you can. I don't know what's going to happen with the supply chains. They have to create massive disruptions, total chaos to get what they want. They have to subjugate us into a state of lockdown because they know this isn't going to go easy. And they are representing global interests that want to destroy you. And if you have followed this channel for any length of time, you have seen abundant proof that the globalist leaders and their American minions. They want you dead. For most of you, they want you gone out of the way. They want America's freedoms and history and culture and tradition obliterated. How many times have you heard me say this is a Maoist cultural revolution? You turn over the culture, you distract the people here while you impose your political dictates. So look over here, don't look over there. That's the purpose of transgender, murdering babies at the last minute, selling their body parts. You're to be so horrified. You cannot stop fixating on this while your court system has been taken over. Even the Supreme Court, except for three justices, have been compromised. Your Congress is largely compromised. The White House has been captured for a very long time. Trump is the only exception. And on that note, we have to tell you that if you don't get yourself in the best health possible, you got to train, prep, and pray. We talk a lot about the pray, okay? The prep we talk about. This is prep and train, and it's this product right here, the MagiDiCol NanoSoma Spray. Sometimes you have to look at life and say, why did I get so sick after I was actually reasonably healthy? And I actually had a fairly active lifestyle. And all of a sudden, boom, couldn't walk up a flight of stairs, negative prognosis, your stripped lung linings, Dave, probably aren't coming back. And all of a sudden, Scotty Sachs introduces me to the Magic Dicol products, and I have a miracle recovery. I don't think that's an accident. I think it was fate to teach me to teach you. You got to get ready for the hard times that are coming. Whatever ails you and is holding you back, well, all I got to say is this spray took me off death row. It's restored my lifestyle going back 25 years. And it can do the same thing for you because of what it does to your immune system. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. But we're going to take a look here at this work. It's stellar work. You're looking at the work I just referenced called The Council, Who is Running the United States of America? And the author does a wonderful job, Gregory Stenstrom. He's ex-naval intelligence, from what I understand, and he does a fantastic job here. And like I said, it's domestic, but we really are going to incorporate later some of the foreign aspects of this, particularly some of the foreign entities that were involved in the attempted assassination of Donald Trump. Okay, so I like this phrase, Department of Justice. And let's identify who the council is, a council that rules over America, your deep state, naming names. Now, I've seen this movie before. This is, in a sense, what John Kennedy was up against in the 1960s, and it's who had him murdered. The version of the council circa 1963 was a lot more simple. At this time, you go, well, Dave, who was it? I know a little bit about history. Okay, well, General Lemon, Alan Dulles and his brother, Cabell, deputy director to the CIA before the Bay of Pigs. Yeah, very similar, very similar. And should it surprise you, they blew Kennedy away and they tried to do the same thing to Trump. Here we go. The U.S. Inspector General, and he really is kind of the coordinator of everything. He would be like the offensive coordinator in football terms. And then, of course, FBI Director Christopher Wray. I wonder how many people in Congress know that when they subpoena him to come in and defend the illicit actions of the FBI, I wonder if they know he really is anti-American and working for the demise of this country. And of course, Merrick Garland, they tried to stick him on the Supreme Court under Obama, but the Republicans in the Senate blocked a hearing on the nomination. And Merrick Garland is as dirty gets. He is corrupt beyond corrupt. He's personally profiting right now, he and his family, off things like CRT, the 1619 Project, while he works to take America down. Jeffrey Ragsdale's another player in all this. Corey Amundson, and some of these names will surface in future reports. Lisa Monaco, Deputy U.S. Attorney. I have covered her before. She's as dirty gets. And she's right out in front, easy to follow, easy to track her corruption. Okay, now the Council Emeritus. I want you to note here what Greg says. From their perspective, they own the United States of America. It is theirs, and it's their self-appointed stewards. Anyone who's not them are useful idiots, useful innocents, or human chattel to be discarded for necropolitics. The rest of us are expendable carbon units. This is really interesting. Greg doesn't develop this idea, but it's something that I've talked about with some of my colleagues. If they want zero carbon, wait a minute, we emit carbon. Are you following this? Could this be some wild move into excuses for depopulation to save the planet. The use of this language is disturbing to me. Okay, the Council Emeritus. I've talked about Bill Barr before, the cover-up agent for the FBI who murdered two members of the Randy Weaver family. Remember that? Trump took bad advice when he took on Barr. Barr did nothing but stab him in the back. Barr should have stopped the election counting on election night when it was clear that all the swing states were cheating after the midnight hour. It was clear to everybody. It was clear to people on TV. And he just sat by because they didn't want Trump there. Trump is pro-American, and their mission is to establish a communist utopia. So you see some of the people here. I'll note some of the more popular people that we know. Former FBI Director Andrew McCabe. You see, you've got to control the FBI and you have to control the CIA. And I'll get to that in a second. The CIA is the mastermind of all these plots. Ultimately, when John Kennedy was taken out, Ronald Reagan was shot, and Trump was shot, ultimately it comes back to, in some form, the CIA. And then the FBI and their minions in places like the Secret Service, they serve to cover it up. Robert Mueller, former FBI director. Ask him about Whitey Bulger, keeping a murderer out of prison because he was getting low-level intel to advance his career. And then when it was discovered, he put Whitey in prison, and Whitey immediately got murdered. That's who these people are. Former FBI Director James Comey. James Comey worked at HSBC Bank and worked alongside Hillary Clinton in many of her illicit Ukrainian deals. And for his stellar job with the corrupt bank HSBC, he was awarded the FBI directorship with no law enforcement experience. Eric Holder. Now, some of you who were aware back in the Obama administration, some of you are new to this, you may not know, but he was the father of what? Fast and Furious. Shipping guns to Mexico to arm the cartel. Now, today, China's largely taken that over. Are you saying there's a partnership, Dave? Yes. There's clearly a partnership with China. We've established that. Eric Holder got caught. He got caught. Our Secretary of State in Arizona defended the cartel creeps who killed Border Patrol agent Brian Terry. And he gets to be our Secretary of State. I'm just telling you how interwoven this is, how corrupt it is. And now, get Trump at any chance. The illicit raid on Mar-a-Lago, totally illegal. That man should be in prison right now. For abuse of office, Special Counsel Jack Smith. Wow. Scrolling down to here. Take it to the next list, a group of people. Here's your political arc. Joe Biden, soon to be Kamala Harris. They're useful idiots. That's it. Obama is a little bit more than a useful idiot. He's now become a decision maker. He was the puppeteer, he and Susan Rice, behind the Biden administration. By the way, he didn't want Kamala, but they were kind of locked into a box. Senator Chuck Grassley, he's really interesting. I've reported on this before. We've played his tape, his words coming out of his ugly face. In which he said, we should put illegal aliens in the military, and when they serve bravely, we'll give them citizenship. First of all, you're undermining the institution. You take an oath to the Constitution. You're there to defend America. These people could give a crap about America. Yet he thinks this is a good idea. Boy, I'll tell you, wasn't that interesting that happened at that time? Sorry about the glitch. Okay, look at this. Chuck Schumer. He's more loyal to Israel's objectives, not the Israeli people and their welfare, but just their illegitimate Netanyahu objectives and the false flag of October 7th as it's now coming out. Nancy Pelosi. We have to vote for it to see what's in it. This woman is so criminal. There's a picture on my website at thecommonsenseshow.com that shows Beto O'Rourke, drug advocate, illegal drug advocate, and Nancy Pelosi walking across a Mexico City street in 2015 with President Nieto. Now, who is he? He's the one that took a $100 million bribe from Chapo Guzman to not go after the Sinaloa cartel. She's friends with these people. China's best friend in both houses, Mitch McConnell. His wife's parents, in-laws to McConnell, control the six major ports in China from which he makes about $25 million a year. That's validated. It's on his congressional report, financial disclosure. Jerry Nadler. I remember when he was interviewed, oh gosh, I forget who the person was now, about FEMA camps. And he told the guy to F off in the interview when the guy wouldn't back off the FEMA camp legislation. Never forget that. Okay, Jamie Raskin. If Trump wins, there's going to be a civil war. Now, why isn't the FBI director showing up at his house, kicking his door in, putting red dots on his body while they handcuff him, throw him to the ground for insurrection speech? Why isn't Jack Smith prosecuting him for saying if Trump wins, we're going to have a civil war? Pretty interesting, isn't it? I want to show you one thing here before we close on part one. The Council of Inspectors, General Integrity and Efficiency, is an independent entity within the federal government. It's the liaison between this group and our government. It encompasses and controls entirely the Department of Justice and U.S. intelligence agencies with their embedded inspector generals. The Department of Justice is your enemy. That's not insurrection talk. This is what this guy found here, and this is what I've known to be true for some time. For some time. Can I give you a really good example? In 1977, with the American people so disgusted with the lies of the Warren Commission about the Kennedy assassination that was published in 1964, under public pressure, Congress had a review. And in it, they concluded there was more than one shooter and that the FBI and the Department of Justice were ordered to reopen the investigation. That was 1977. Shall we do the math? That was 47 years ago. And nothing has happened. Plus, the CIA is not following directions on mandatory release of all files. And I covered why that was true yesterday. Okay, these people control important tentacles of the government. And if they want you in jail, they will put you in jail. I don't know how to make this more clear. Now, there's more to dissect in this report. And then I'm going to bring in extraneous groups that includes some overlap here. In fact, maybe we should cover this right now. Come down to here. They get into the history of how, here's what they want to do, capitalism to communism. It's called Capcom. Raskin's father was one of the authors of this. You can see Hillary is a player. Okay, there's a whole section here devoted to Trump. And here's what I want to show you. All 51 of the former intelligence officers, spies who lied on the Hunter Biden laptop. By the way, you know what the polls tell us? Even mainstream media polls. If I'd have known about Hunter Biden's laptop and the link to China and his dad's link into China, it would have changed my vote. That was 20% of people that voted that were surveyed. They helped steal an election. Former CIA Director John Brennan and the biggest liar that's ever served in this office, okay, Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper. guys are horrendous. They are the coordinators. They're the ones that manage the intelligence agencies and have weaponized it against Donald Trump. And I can tell you, as Dan Bongino, myself, and others unravel this assassination attempt against Trump, it's going to end up on their doorstep. There's no question in my mind. Well, anyway, this has been part one of who is the deep state and what they are after. And they're not done. They will do anything. Would you please underline the word anything to keep Donald Trump out of office? Because that man still believes in the Bill of Rights, economic empowerment, and a strong military. That's not what these communists want. Well, that's it for the Common Sense Show. Please make sure you check us out. Problems with real answers, solutions at thecommonsenseshow.tv. That's thecommonsenseshow.tv. Sign up today.